Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Exactly What You Need, written and read by Cheryl Blue. You've been asking for it for a long time. Hints, direct and non-direct. So now we are in this room, I'm going to show you exactly what it is you need. I lay you flat out on the bed. I unbutton your shirt, ordering you not to move a muscle. You do as you're told and remain dead still. I expose your right nipple. The fresh air in the room teases you slightly. Your nipple hardens. I expose the left. Pause for a second, then pull you forward to allow me to peel your shirt off you. Once off, I gently push you to lay back down. You look vulnerable as your torso is at my mercy. I run my hands across your chest, up and down, massaging, caressing. My fingers find your nipples. I gently tweak them. You tense. I know you like that. So I run my hands around you some more. Across your chest, flicking your nipples with my thumbs as my hands rotate down. As they stand to attention, your nipples beg to be licked, so I oblige. I cup the left one in between my lips, then pull slightly. You tense again. I introduce my tongue. The wetness of my mouth together with the motion of my tongue forces you to arch your back. Your dick needs me. So I begin to shuffle down your body, hands grasping firmly, still caressing. Once I reach the top of your trousers, I can see that you're desperate to be freed. I slowly undo the button and zip, pause, and notice you've arched your body upwards in anticipation of what's to come. I order you to lay back down. Your eagerness makes me move even slower. So I stroke your dick while still in your underwear. You are rock hard. Eventually, I let you out. You're throbbing. I stroke you softly, then let my tongue taste you. You bob about, hoping I'll consume you. I do. I take the tip first, then expand my jaw and take you in deep. You let out a groan. I release you from the depths of my throat, clasp one hand around your shaft and begin to suck, lick and tug. You like this. Your waist gently thrusts. I pick up the pace. Your breathing deepens. I let you out of my mouth, look at you and spit on the head, then deep dive again. You love this. You say something, but your words are inaudible. I pull away from you, tug at your trousers and underwear, and off they come. All of you is available to me now. I push your knees up and open your legs. I stroke your balls with one hand whilst the other stays on your dick, gently wanking. I take a second to spit on the hand that's playing with your balls, then rub it back to you. I don't think your dick could get any harder. So I stand up, hoist my skirt up, straddle you with my face towards your dick, then I back up until my pussy is over your face. I'm not wearing any pants. I lower myself onto your face. I want you to eat me. You couldn't wait to taste me. You're insatiable. As your tongue finds my clit, my mouth is reintroduced to your dick. We are just getting started. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.